Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Dr. J. Gregory McBerry. Today, I want to talk about my love-hate relationship with the syllabus. Students love them. I have to have them. You have to build them. Yet at the same time, I wonder if they trap us. They have constrained us. Over the last few decades, the syllabus has become more of a tool for the educational industry rather than the learner. The amount of stuff that we have to stuff into a syllabus just because somebody on some accreditation board might read it someday, and it just adds to make it longer and longer for the students. And really, what are students looking for? A schedule and a list of assignments. So that's where I find the issue often violates what we call, in terms of the online world, the principle of dry. Do not repeat yourself. Because now I have to maintain an online class and an online syllabus. Same information in two different places. When you repeat the same information in two different places, you increase your chance of making an error in one of those two spots. I would rather do it once and then syndicate it to multiple places if it has to live in more than one spot. Because I want my syllabus to be a living document, something that is shaped by currency and the passions of my students. We need to build it together as class unfolds. Yet at the same time, we know that students succeed with clear deadlines. Students also suffer from performance anxiety and a need for perfection and find safety in a syllabus. So I guess what I really need to do is work with my students to build a map of learning expectations and have choices and pathways that they can shape with me to own their learning. That's been Two to Ponder with Dr. McBerry.